finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. We always think the same. So for now, that's the name. Ducks walking in, ducks walking in, ducks walking in, ducks.
Oh, I'm sorry. You weren't good for a second verse. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, no. It only has one verse and no chorus. Yeah. Hi, this is Finish Each Other's Sandwiches. I'm Joe.
I'm Grace.
And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. 2014. If you are listening to this while we're recording it and after it, before midnight tonight. Otherwise, we do not wish you a happy Halloween.
Otherwise, we take that back.
I take that back. Happy November.
Happy Halloween. And for our Jewish listeners, happy Halloween.
Shut up. And for our Jewish listeners, happy Friday.
Happy every day of the week.
Happy normal day of your life.
Everyone celebrates Halloween.
Celebrates. I don't think everybody celebrates. I think the Jews celebrate Purim, which is in March usually, or February.
So they don't celebrate Halloween?
No. I mean, the really religious ones that I used to live with.
Like Orthodox.
But even, you know, like pretty modern, I don't think they do. I think now, though, people are starting to do both. I just read an article about it.
What is that exactly?
Purim?
Yeah.
Purim is a holiday that celebrates this queen. There's like a whole story
queen
with
Latifah.
Queen Esther and Queen Latifah.
I would switch to Judaism.
I'm sorry. It's like I turn around and look at you. You have the curls. You have the yarmulke. I'm like, oh my God.
Instead of Halloween, we celebrated Queen Latifah Day. And then we all just wore
everybody
big
watches,
poofy suits.
Yep, big poofy suits. Everybody watches Barbershop just all day. and that movie with Steve Martin that she was
Oh,
in.
Yeah. No, that's definitely a sounds. I mean, I didn't let you finish the actual holiday, but we'd have a new holiday.
Yeah, everyone.
For our Jewish listeners, happy Queen Latifah Day.
Happy Queen Latifah Day, or as our Hebrew listeners would say, Yom Tov Queen Latifah. Good Yom Tov Queen Latifah.
They love Queen Latifah.
It's like it's sort of like how the Muslims really like who is it? Not Shakira. What was it in
In Zohan. The Iraqis
Mariah
and
Carey.
Stuff. Mariah Carey. Yes, that's exactly what it's like. You have voice of an angel.
That's good.
So it's Halloween.
It is.
Happy Halloween.
And we have this character. A few years ago, I thought of this joke where... like if an Italian restaurant was Halloween themed, and I thought of a dish. Just I was driving by myself, and I thought of Mamma Mia pasta salad.
So now there's an Italian restaurant that now year round. Instead of being only on Halloween, he decides it wants to be year round,
365.
And it's Halloween. He's like, this is my favorite holiday. It's Halloween, mm-hmm. And therefore I wanted to combine it with my mother's best dishes from my home country. And so I have Mamma Mia pasta salad. Also, fettuccine Alfredo.
Gabagool.
Gabagool. And what was the other one?
Fusilli Arrabbiata. And I feel like I should think of more because I feel like gnocchi in words that are really weird like that can easily be changed to be frightening. But anyway, he's like, they're like, what are you doing opening an Italian restaurant that's Halloween theme? That's not right what you're doing there. I don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. Get out of here. You're coming back to me when you want some of my Mamma Mia pasta salad.
Then you'll be begging.
Then you'll be asking for it. And I'm gonna laugh.
So we celebrate Halloween because we are normal people.
Because we don't celebrate Queen Latifah Day.
Queen Latifah Day. I mean, we're 27, so we've been doing Halloween for, I mean, you have to
27 years.
About 27 years, depending on how.
If you skipped a year.
Yeah, or if there was, there was a certain age. I don't remember exactly what age, maybe 11 or something, or 12, when it was like, it wasn't cool to go trick-or-treating.
Really?
Like, it was like, that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
So I remember one year just being like, no, I'm not, like, my grandparents are like, let's go trick-or-treating. I'm like, no, that's not cool. That's for little kids.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not a little kid anymore. And so, like, I don't want to go. And they're like, you don't want to go get free candy? And, like, me being trying to be cool and popular, I'm like, no, none of my friends are going. It's stupid. Let me tell you how that lasted one year, because the next year I was out there getting candy.
You walked away and brushed your hair back in your leather jacket. And you're like, Joe is too cool now for Halloween. Jeez.
But I celebrate Halloween. What age were we? Had to be 13, I think. Yeah, because my little brother... My little brother is 13.
The whole thing was
13.
James. James was born on that day.
He was born the day. Okay. Yeah. So this is October 3rd. Yes, October 3rd. Because mm-hmm. that's his birthday.
His
October
birthday
3rd,
is the day after
2001.
Mine.
That's, I'm pretty sure that's the year he was born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
yeah, cause it's 2013.
I'm not doing that.
So
I'm agreeing with
that's
you.
That's fine. This is the math. I just did it in my head.
Thank you, honey.
So yeah, it was October 3rd. And now that's so funny. I never thought of the exact date was my brother's date of birth. I just always remembered that that was the same thing. But no, it's same thing. Anyway, we went trick-or-treating. It was me, Lewis, Brian, this kid Mike. Anyway, so we went trick-or-treating on October 3rd, and we were 13 at the time. And we were just like, oh, let's go trick-or-treating. This will be so funny. We'll go out and like we'll dress up and get all ready to go, and we'll go and hit up the houses and stuff like that. So we did.
What did you dress up as?
We just had masks. I think we just had like random stupid scary masks.
Yeah.
Like, none of us had any like, you know, it wasn't like great costumes. Mm-hmm. It was like, that was the thing. We had like sweatshirts, like regular pants, sweatshirts because it was cold mm-hmm. and masks. So it totally looked like we could have like
been robbing
people. But we were so young and little that like when we rang the doorbell and they came up to the door, they're like looked at us and they're like, these people aren't robbing us. Clearly they're children.
Just of candy.
But it's not Halloween, so what are they doing here? So then they're just like, we ring the bell and they're like, yeah. And we're like, trick or treat. We all say trick or treat. And they're like, so many different answers. One lady was like, oh, you're in luck. I just bought my candy today. Comes out, gives us candy. We're like, nice. Next house.
Lou's like, oh, cool.
Yeah. We get up the next house and it was like, the guy was like, we opens the door and he's just like,
I'll go get the candy.
And like he was like, we're like trick or treat. He's like, I'll see what I got. Like, go back and it's like gave us Pop Tarts and stuff.
Shit.
And then another house lady was like, I heard about you kids. I'm calling the cops.
Why? Really?
And it was just some cranky old lady. And, like, I guess another neighbor must have called Herb and, like, was like, yeah, some kids just came up to our house. They might be coming to you. So,
oh, my God. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Why? These kids are trick-or-treating. I'm going to call the cops. So, wait. You did tell me that the cops were called, but you guys went home, right? And then then you found out James was born.
Well, yeah. We were actually being followed by the cops. They, mm-hmm. It was funny because they, like, we took our masks off and we were walking around. And the cops like pulled up and they were like looking at us, checking us out. And I'm like, yeah, they're going to catch us. And like they like looked right at all four of us holding masks and bags. And they were like, all right. And they drove away. It was just like, how did they?
Well, because you didn't do anything wrong, but also because they were making sure you were actually children. You were like little kids. It's
oh,
not
that's
like you were
true.
It's not like
oh,
you
yeah,
were 16.
Right. That's probably what it was.
They were just like, oh, these kids aren't doing anything.
As a kid, me and like Lewis and I were like, he was wearing a red sweatshirt, I remember, because the joke was like, he was like, the cops pulled up and they were like, we got a call about four kids in like black sweatshirts. And I was like, that's four kids and he's wearing a red sweatshirt. Those aren't the same kids. And like driving away. That was like, but we just made that joke.
Oh,
like,
you peaked before I did.
I peek all the time. I bring it down in post. Hopefully it doesn't hurt everyone's ears.
No big deals.
Like when we were on Skype and you laughed and I was like, ah, because I had headphones on.
Or when we go skiing and we cause avalanches.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that was the fun time that we went trick-or-treating and a month before Halloween. And like people would ask like, it's not Halloween. And then Lewis would dead tell the story. Like I couldn't do it. I would walk away laughing.
This is the
and
best
Lewis
part.
Would just be like, but my mom told me it was Halloween today and that I should go out and go trick-or-treating.
Oh, like, my God.
And me and, like, Brian were, like, turned around, like, nope, can't laughing. We were, like, immediately laughing. We could not
but
hold
my
it.
My mom told
me. Yeah, like, totally, like, deadpanned it.
That's
and was able to tell.
So cute.
Yeah, it was really funny.
And he was
funny.
A cute kid, so everybody was like, oh, okay, Lewis.
All right, fine. There you go.
That's so my mom's.
And I remember one year it was an ice storm. And it was in Pennsylvania. But I insisted on going trick-or-treating. I'm like, nope, I'm going trick-or-treating. I was dressed like the Green Ranger or something like that. And I was like, no, we're going. And my grandparents are like, all right. And they get in the car. And they're old. They're not getting out of the car. And it's icy everywhere. And so they pull up in the street. And they let me out. And I'd walk all the way up someone's driveway, slipping and sliding, landing on my ass, just getting up. And like knocking on the door, freezing, like soaking wet because I just keep slipping on ice and getting all wet in the snow. And like I hold my bag out, shivering. And they're like, oh God, here, yes, take the candy. And I'm like, thanks. And like I walk away and I like slither back down the driveway, back into the car.
Slither.
It was... I remember my aunt like was in the backseat or something like that. And I would come back to the car and almost every time she was laughing.
Really?
They were just laughing at me falling.
I would totally be laughing
and
too.
And I was like,
that's
yeah,
so
I totally
funny.
Would be too. So little kids falling down.
I know.
Hilarious.
I was just going to say.
So I 100% would have been on board with the
mockery.
Yeah. So that's totally reasonable to me.
So I grew up like. In the middle of Florida in a very small town with like a lot of woods and a lot of like pastures and open space. And my best friend when I was a child lived like further out into the country. So there weren't really any houses to go trick-or-treating to because they were so far apart. Your parents would have to like drive you or, you know, and they had such long driveways that you really couldn't walk up to it. So anyway, we did the other option, which was to wander around in the woods by ourselves in the night dressed in our Halloween costumes. Classic redneck Halloween. So we were going in the woods like behind her house where there was a park near the lake, but not like any kind of organized like thing. It's just a bunch of open woods. And we saw this weird like a bunch of sheets like hanging up, like made like a fort, except it was really big and there were lights inside. Oh, and like like hung up to be like a fort and like a whole shelter. And but there were like flashing lights and noises and stuff. And as we got closer, we realized it was like this random weird like haunted house that I don't know if like it was a planned haunted house that like the fire department was doing or it was just some like crazy person who
I
was
didn't know if
killing
they were
children
alive or dead or what.
But I was like, oh my God. So we went up to this thing and like this like teenager came over and he's like, you guys want to go in the haunted house? And we're like, does it cost money? And he's like, no. That was the first thing we should have paid attention to. That
this
should have
not,
been, we were children
this
at this point.
This is not
point.
An organized event.
No.
This is just very random coming to my house.
These were the boys who went to the high school on meth making a haunted house in the middle of the woods. I know.
It was like the beginning of that WCW pay-per-view we watched.
Yeah.
It was like the haunted,
I want to see something scary.
Oh God,
you
it was.
I want to see something scary.
It was horrible.
So we watched a WCW Halloween special, which I'm sure that's what you guys did last week too on your Friday night. That was what we did. Anyway, listen to my haunted house. I'm just trying to. I told one story so far.
I said finish it. I know. Finish the story. Let's get on with it. Get on with it.
Finish him. So anyway, we like I'm holding her hand and she's holding my hand. We're by ourselves and we it's cool. Like they actually hung up like all these sheets on these like wooden posts and like had these separate little areas. 100% totally dangerous and inappropriate, but really cool that they also did this. So the first thing I really remember was which scared the shit out of me was a guy with a chainsaw, which it didn't have the chain on it,
chainsaw
but it
Charlie.
still made the noise. So I didn't realize that you could do that. So like he was chasing us through this maze and I'm thinking like, oh my God, what if he falls? Like what if he chops off his arm? Like this is terrifying.
Oh,
and I really thought that it was a working chainsaw. And then like we were like holding each other. We were like, oh my God, this is so terrible. This is a terrible idea. Well, it was really scary. We were little kids. And then it was fun still. We were like, whatever. But then at the end, I remember like it got... There were like no lights in this area and there you couldn't see like a casket in the corner, but they were like, oh, you made it through. Like now you're going to get out. And then like the casket popped open and like came out and then we went home and it was just like, her dad was like, where have you been? Like, so that was one of my Halloween stories.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've only had terrible experiences in haunted houses.
It's okay. We don't have to talk about it. That's my only haunted house I've ever been to, except for the one at Disney.
They're not for me. And like, you know, everyone goes all crazy for them. I'm glad they have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me.
No. Well, I only went to that because it was in the middle of the woods, which was cool.
Were most of your costumes handmade?
Yeah, my grandma made most of my costumes. Yeah. I've never bought a store-bought costume.
Oh, I had a few store-bought.
I always wanted one.
Well, let me tell you how...
They're itchy.
They are itchy. They are very...
Yeah.
I remember I was the Green Ranger.
Oh, shit.
And it was like a store-bought one. It was super itchy. I was the alien from Independence Day.
Ew! Wait, they had a costume for that?
It was a flesh-colored, like, tight
I don't even
suit,
remember what they look like.
Where it was like... Just, they had like the big heads. They almost looked like the aliens from Alien.
Yeah.
But not quite.
I should be familiar with this because we've listened to quite a few Will Smith soundtrack theme songs.
He didn't do the soundtrack for
No, he didn't.
Day.
Wait, he didn't?
No.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That was,
who did that?
That's like an actual score. Like a composer made the Independence Day theme.
Well.
I know that because I had the CD.
You have the same thing? Yeah. Yeah, that's,
I loved that movie, and my aunt bought me the CD.
No, that movie's good. I had the soundtrack to Jurassic Park, and I remember I'd sit on my porch and listen to like orchestra music, like by myself, like da 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 da. I'm like, this is so nice listening to this on my porch. I'm really cool.
I had
a tape deck.
I did the lazy, like I was like a homeless man for 1 year. I remember.
Ew, really?
But like that was just because like it was like, you know what? I don't have anything. I'm just going to throw something together.
Yeah.
So I've done like really cheap costumes. And then I've gotten like, I got one of those like blow up ones. It wasn't too expensive. It was like $40.
My most expensive Halloween. Well, I did buy my old Harley Quinn costume.
Oh, right. That's right.
But that I kept for a few years. That was like the only store-bought Halloween costume I've had. I remember I was, I guess my grandma threw together like a nightgown when she put gems on it and I was a princess. I did have a few years that I wanted to be things, but if we couldn't afford it, I couldn't do it.
How about I be another small man?
How about I just be another small man? Well, then, so
did
then.
Did you have any like non-feminine?
Oh, every single one of my costumes. Oh, okay. So then the next year I was Dr. Grant from Jurassic Park. I was like, and let me tell you, do you want to know what my costume was? Yeah. Khaki shorts, a blue button-down shirt, and a hat with a bandana. And people were like, are you a cowboy? I'm like, I'm Dr. Grant from the movie that came out this year.
Are you kidding me? I think it's clear.
I think it's pretty obvious that I'm Dr. Grant, paleontologist.
I think it's clear I'm Jeff Goldblum. That's the only person I know in that movie.
I'm pretty sure you know that I'm Sam Neill. I was him. The next year, I was Spider-Man. I've been Batman.
Really?
I was Batman when I was 3. I told you that.
I don't remember.
I did. When I was really
young. Not even Batgirl. Batman.
I was Batman. I had like the mask and I'm like, my cheeks are coming out. It was fun. It was all cloth. Like my grandma just like.
I was
like,
Batman 1 year too.
Yeah. I did. My brother and I were both Godzilla 1 year.
Both Godzilla. Yes. Not like Godzilla and another monster he might have fought, but two Godzillas.
Well, like he
wait, is it Godzilla? No, is it two Godzillas?
yes. How many? Two. Well, because it was when the Godzilla movie came out, and I liked the old Godzilla, and he liked the new Godzilla.
Two Godzillas so under an oak tree.
My grandma basically made like these like somewhat like dinosaur costumes, but we were both Godzilla.
Oh my god!
He was mad at me though because he wanted to be Godzilla by himself. Then the next year I was Han Solo.
Really?
I was Han Solo. I'm trying to remember now. 1 year I was Pocahontas.
Really?
Yeah, that was fun. And then
you had some awesome costumes.
Well, I always had like nerdy costumes that I made myself. My grandma would make. And then the year Kelsey and I were Buffy and Willow.
Okay.
You saw that picture.
Yes, I did.
And then after that, I think I mostly just took kids trick-or-treating when I was like from 12 on. Like I took kids or I'd go with my brother. I wouldn't dress up all the time because
we didn't
have costumes. I was like a hippie maybe or something at one point, but that was it.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't have costumes after I like went into middle school. Not because I didn't want to, but just because like I was doing more to like take care of my brother. So.
Yeah. And this year we're doing, I'm the 10th doctor and you're the TARDIS.
Mm-hmm. It's really fun. It's cute.
Someone will have to take a picture.
We'll have to get someone to take a picture.
Photographic
someone,
evidence.
If we have film in our camera, so somebody can take the picture.
We ran out of film for our camera.
All right.
You had a creepy, creepy place, town,
yeah, so
house in your town?
We were talking about, you might get the, somewhat
spooky
get the idea.
Stories.
Somewhat get the idea of what kind of town I come from, judging by my haunted house story.
I want to input the Goosebumps music before you start telling the story.
Wait. So right when you said that, immediately I thought of it, but it was actually the X-Files soundtrack.
We could
it was
do
like
the X-Files too. We're not getting paid for this, so I can't. It's not copyrighted.
I'll just do the harmony wrong, like you always say I do, or the melody. Like, boo, boo, boo.
No, I do harmonies wrong. You do melodies wrong. All right. So wait, hold on. Give it a second, and then tell your story. I'm going to add the music later.
Oh.
Ready? I can tell you a story.
Well, so I come from a town called St. Cloud, Florida. And it's since expanded, but it's a very small town. It only had like a few stoplights, you know, nothing for a mile west and nothing for like 30 miles. Oh, no, not a mile west. I'm in an hour west. I'm sorry. Like in each direction. You're distracting me. No. Yeah, okay. So anyway, an hour each way, basically, you'd have to go to get to another town. So very much in the middle of nowhere. And one year, I remember I went to a fair with my grandparents and I found out it was by a lake called Lake X, which my young, exploring, adventurous mind was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to go to this lake because that sounds awesome. And so anyway, but my grandpa was like, you can't go there. It's blocked off and, you know, nobody's allowed to go there. And then I like went into all these theories in my head thinking like, oh, my God, they keep aliens over there. It's like a secret military base. Well, I was a little kid. Yeah. And at Lake X, come on. So anyway, this was before the internet, so I couldn't just go home and research it. And I just I remember finding out about it at school and talking to somebody about it and asking what it actually was. And it was a military test site, but they just masked it with motorboat tests.
Really?
So they test, it's like a lake that's blocked off, and they test it with, they test like boat engines there. And so that's like why you can't use the lake, because I guess, you know, they need to like be able to go at high speeds and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But also like there's military trucks. When you go up to it, it's a locked gate with armed guards. With armed guards. I'm serious. And like a huge fence going all the way up to it. Like the deer can't get past it and stuff. And I'm like in my little kid mind thinking that's not what you don't need to protect motorboats like that. That doesn't make any sense. So since then, I've always tried to get in when I visit back in Florida, but it's still like really secure. And I think you'd have to go in through the lake. And like my brother and I tried, but
I was so like ignorant and naive. Like I would have seen that. I would have been like, cool boats. Like, I wouldn't think,
but you know,
slightly
me.
Different. Yeah, no,
I'm
I
just
know.
Like an adventurer. But so are you. But
no,
you,
but in different ways. Yeah. And especially like as kids, you definitely had more of a conspiracy theorist mind.
Mm-hmm.
Where I would took everything at like face value. And like I'd adventure in as far as wanting to know and see more.
Me too.
And going and like, yeah. But I'm saying like we would go like me and Lewis going like down to like the swamp area and like climbing trees and like doing all those things. It was more of like the physical aspect of like getting out there and seeing it. And like yours was like the unknown.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
More
the unexplored.
Yeah. Not even that. No, because I was on the same page with the unexplored. I mean, you'd see something and be like, there's more to this than that.
Mm-hmm.
Where I would just see it and I'd be like, oh, cool. I wonder what's over there. Mm-hmm. Like it's such a slight difference,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
the same idea. It really is.
Right.
Just like it is really just the unexplored, where we were both on the same page in that sense. No.
Where, which page are we on right now? I don't know.
More spooky, scary things, fears, I guess, like just being scared and stuff like that.
We all have our irrational fears, even if they don't seem irrational to you. All fear is technically irrational.
That's true. And like people, there's like regular normal phobias, like, you know, spiders or heights,
claustrophobia.
Yeah, but like irrational fears, that's the name of my game, because I am terrified of mustard and tall women. Tall women, like to the point where I can have like a panic attack.
Yeah.
With that, like not as it's the mustard is stronger and it's more like if it touches me,
mm-hmm.
like if it gets on my fingers and stuff like that, or, mm-hmm. or anywhere on my body, I like freak out. It's like,
yeah.
get it away from me. It scares the shit. And people think it's like hilarious. They're like, oh, let's put mustard
really?
All over Joe.
Do they really
it's
do
really
that?
Funny.
When did anybody do that?
They've done it before. Just,
oh,
just no.
I've
I mean,
never
like,
done that.
But you know what? Like when you find out somebody has an irrational fear, it's natural for you to be like, I want to see it. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see
How
this
is
for
that
real.
Really?
Like if
like,
I'm not
like
scared of it.
Like every episode of Maury where they bring out the balloons and then that girl starts crying. Remember?
Yeah, they see they put people through.
Derek showed me that video.
It's a human thing. Like your regular reaction to finding out somebody's afraid of something that you're not, you're going to want to put it to the test. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like, I could hold it. Why can't you?
Yeah, I know. I would be terrified.
I understand why people do it, but it doesn't make me not have the fear.
If somebody tells me that they're afraid of something, like I just believe them and I'm like, oh, wow. Like somebody told me Baker said he was afraid of hippos.
Hippos.
You know?
Said hippos.
But he's probably never really been around a hippo, except at zoos.
He's like, they're terrifying.
Yeah.
And I was like, when are you going to run into a hippo? He's like, I don't know. He's like, but it could happen. He was scared of hippos. You're scared of grasshoppers.
I'm terrified, but not grass. I have to specify this.
Okay.
Not the little ones that jump around in the grass. If anyone has been to Florida or Georgia or anywhere in the South, Georgia thumpers are the really big ones that are orange and black, and they're huge. You saw the picture. You didn't even believe me that it was that big.
They are really big.
They're big. And they, like, I remember when my friends from New York moved to Georgia, they saw one, and when it landed on the ground, she swore that it made a thump. And I'm like, I bet it did. They're disgusting.
Yeah. No, so, I've heard the sound of a grasshopper landing.
Oh, stop it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
But irrational fear. Like, I just rewound myself.
Yeah.
We've like dove off cliffs. We've climbed mountains. We've climbed glaciers. We'll do like anything. But like, if you show me a grasshopper like that, I'm going to run away and scream. He's seen me see grasshoppers before.
Yeah. Screaming. Yeah. I think everyone has one, and like sometimes people just don't know about it, but everyone's different. And most of the time it's like, oh, you had a traumatic experience.
Exactly. I did.
So
did you have one with mustard?
I think I told you. I think I remember vaguely eating a hot dog or something that had mustard on it and like violently vomiting, but like not like hours later I had food poisoning. Like as soon as it was in my mouth, it was the taste was so bad that like I had immediately started throwing up.
Oh, really?
Like I think
maybe it was just bad mustard.
I mean, I don't know.
Not that I'm saying I like.
All
the
I know is, yeah, it was. It totally like it was the biggest. Like to me, it was at first I thought it was just disgusting, but when I realized how much it like just like freaked me out when it was on me or near me, I realized I'm like, no, this is a fear. Like that's a phobia.
Yeah.
Because it really does. I can have like a panic attack if it's
too
much.
No, me too. My heart starts beating quick. Like I feel like.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw a grasshopper.
Mine's much stupider, but they're all like everyone has like something and. People are scared of the most random things. And then, of course, like I said, they'll put them to the test. They'll be like, oh, you're not really scared of this. And it's like, no, I am.
Yeah.
I really am.
No, I 100% am. Gosh.
All I ams.
So, you know, fear is a part of Halloween. That's what happens. Oh, stay you. So we're glad you guys listened to our podcast, our Halloween and fear and spooky themed podcast. We're going to put up some celebratory fonts and banners.
Oh, no, we wanted to put up, we're going to be like happy Halloween, but like when the blood's dripping down on it.
You can chiller.
Find it. If you go on Word and go down to chiller, chiller would fit.
You'll find the exact image that we're referring
Jokerman would fit too.
Mm-hmm. Jokerman.
Just, okay, so write happy Halloween in Word and then just go through it and change the fonts. Everyone should post their favorite.
Post your favorite font. You could maybe be a little
Halloween, your Halloween font. You can get really encryptive and just do wingdings.
Yeah. You can.
So I have to figure it out.
See which one you're going to go with.
Don't do like, you know, Times New Roman. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants Miranda. So get out
nobody
of here.
Nobody wants Helvetica.
Helvetica. Maybe Broadway because you want to have a nice happy Halloween. That's friendly, not
Gothic bold.
Friendly, not frightening. Hebrew.
What was the other one? Vendetta.
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 I said Veranda.
That's the other.
Yeah. Veranda. Yeah, Arial. I'm just
Papyrus.
Gonna be
Papyrus.
Lucinda Unicode.
Papyrus.
Bradley Hand.
Just naming fonts is hilarious.
It's so much fun. To me, it is. What's the one?
Because everyone, there's the common joke of like, oh, Comic Sans is such a joke. But let me tell you, there are way worse fonts out there.
Comic Sans is not that funny compared to all these other gyms hiding in the What is what's the one?
I'm gonna go on Word and like just look at all the fonts now. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm gonna do right after we're done.
Oh my god, it's so much. No, but you guys know that's what you used to do in school when you were bored on the computers, just make a bunch of different things.
Oh,
different
I fonts. Love. And playing like, with fonts. I think the updated version, if when you highlight it, you can like go down the list and it'll mm-hmm. change rapidly.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
you rather can see than having it. To click and then, wait for it to
and
change.
And then re-highlight it, yeah. Let me tell you how long we were laughing about that earlier.
Yeah, listening back to old ones, every time I hear, I laugh. So that's why it's in every episode several times. It's still hilarious to me.
Hope you guys had a good Halloween.
Yeah, enjoy your trick-or-treating and your candies.
Your tricks and treating.
And, well, you know, most of our friends are most likely going out to parties and stuff. It's Friday night.
They're not talking to us.
But... yeah, so everyone's probably just gonna party it out and
party it out.
So goodbye from the sandwiches. Enjoy your Halloween.
Have a good one.
Happy Michael Jackson.
I'm Grace.
I'm Joe.
Bye.
Farewell.